I think we all learn, even when you have bad leadership, there are countless examples of really awful managers that I've had over the years that I can still point to and say, I learned something from that experience. And I think anybody who can do that, the great mentors of our lives are one thing, but the negative experiences are learning moments. Bad leaders, bad managers, toxic cultures can teach you, one, where you don't want to be, and two, how you could potentially do it better.
Yeah. Is there one in particular when you share that lesson that stands out in your mind?
Oh, yeah, definitely. And the biggest one is probably the one we are all familiar with. We've all been in roles. We've all had jobs. We've all worked for companies where the culture is toxic, where people are stealing each other's ideas, throwing people under the bus. That type of toxic attitudes inside of your workplace create environments that no one wants to be in. And I have had countless managers, unfortunately, countless managers who would come to me and say, you know, we really need to fix this. What do you think we should do? You would give them the idea, and then they would go off and take all of the credit for it. Or some problem would happen, and then they would come back and say, well, that's all Chris's fault. That attitude at work destroys cultures, and we are all familiar with it, and yet we see it constantly happening. So in everything that I do in terms of my leadership style and how I approach cultures is to ensure that that type of toxic behavior is eliminated. But we know and we see it that when companies are able to remove that toxic culture and align themselves more towards a positive, innovative, and customer-first experience, are more successful. It's in the facts, it's in the research, and yet we still have it across the country. But when I look at businesses, I would argue that healthcare is really no different than the movie industry. And the movie industry is really no different than retail. And retail is really no different than the video game industry. Businesses are businesses. And there's really, you know, main factors that are involved with that. You have customers and you have a business, and you need to connect to those customers. And usually that is done through some level of storytelling, which we typically call marketing. And there is a sales process. That's it. That's business. And when people come and say, look, my business is different, we do things differently, we don't do it that way, which again, a lot of toxic cultures do, I say, I get it. You're different. You don't have customers. Oh, no, no, we have customers. Oh, okay. Oh, I got it. You're different. You don't care about the security of your customer data, right? No, we care about the security of our customer data. Okay. You don't have anything to sell. And when you ask these basic principle questions, you realize that really no company is different. They have differentiations in terms of what their product and services are, or in terms of their culture and how they produce and deliver that. But at the root core of every single business, you have a customer and you have a service and you're selling it.